USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the DarkSide criminal group accused of perpetrating the attack. At a press conference announcing the recovery, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said the U.S. will respond when vital infrastructure is attacked.
Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response.
And a pair of wildfires in eastern Arizona have burned more than 100,000 acres as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Telegraph Fire has burned over 56,000 acres to the south of Tonto National Forest and is 0% contained. The Mezcal Fire is about 8% contained and has burned over 52,000 acres of mountainous terrain. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Islamic Emirate has informed all Afghans who helped U.S. forces as contractors and interpreters over the last 20 years that they would not be harmed once the military involvement in the country ends in September. John Clemens reports.
There's an estimated 18,000 Afghans who helped the coalition forces over the past two decades who now fear retribution from the Taliban. In a statement, the Islamic terrorists said these people should show remorse for their last actions and not engage in such activities in the future that would amount to treason against Islam and against the country. Kenneth McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, has already stated these Afghans could be evacuated during the withdrawal.
If directed to do something like that, we could certainly do it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug, aducanumab, was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There are growing calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, with Dr. Anthony Fauci recently saying he was not convinced that the virus didn't come from the lab, after having dismissed the theory in the beginning of the pandemic. Representative Mike Walls says the origins of COVID need to be investigated. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that China is using the pandemic to take advantage of the United States.
This cannot be a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. The Chinese government and Chairman Xi intends to replace the United States as a global leader. Listen to his own speeches where he talks about replacing the American dream with the China dream. And here's the thing, we bankrupted the Soviet Union with the space race and with Star Wars, and now the Chinese Communist Party is bankrupting the United States with this pandemic, and the Democrats just can't spend enough to try to use COVID to promote their own progressive spending spree. And it's playing right into the Chinese military's hands.
And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he'll ride one of his company's rockets into space. Bezos announcing Monday that he and his brother Mark will be aboard the first human flight for his company Blue Origin next month. The flight will take the brothers and the winner of an auction on a 30-minute flight to the edge of space, allowing them to experience several minutes of weightlessness before returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.